Friday morning. Like it used to be. Do we have a court? I'm sorry.
7 8.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, this is a big one, so.
Cutting trees.
That's why we have such a great audience.
Yeah.
Because we have so many.
We have people.
On the agenda for tonight. That's great. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, April 12th, 2022. I need to press record, so give me 1 second. I'm sorry. So that Terry has a video to post. Okay, roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Kenrod. Here. Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on March 22nd. I think I had sent you one note on that. It was just that Gardner's needed to be reworked on under department heads. But besides that, were there any other changes, Nicole?
Under minutes, it says if you changed to Rosie, and I'm sure they mean changes, if that makes sense.
Good catch. So under minutes, it says Mayor Daniel noted he sent a few changed to Rosie's changes. Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the Board of Works minutes from March 22nd with the noted changes.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. Nicole and I approve. Walt abstained because he wasn't here.
Oh, that was my birthday.
Okay. Next up is the street closing permits. We have a bunch of those. First up is Dino Day. Is anybody here from Dino Day? No? Okay. Do we think someone may be coming for that? We don't know. Okay. So I know this was something that they did last year. And I think the only concern that we had on the list was, we had two concerns. One about from the police chief and one from the fire chief, just making sure that there wasn't going to be any burnouts or things like that, making sure the neighborhood was aware, and then also making sure that they could move trucks quickly just in case there was something that happened and we had to get a fire truck down there. So. Any other concerns? Okay.
And it was no burnout.
So it was notified. No burnouts, notify neighbors.
Okay.
And just the ability for trucks to be moved quickly if there's a fire or something that they have to get the truck through there.
And the dyno is the name where they check for the horsepower. What truck puts out the most horsepower?
Okay.
So that's going to, diesel is just going to generate smoke.
And smoke.
Yeah.
And like I said, I know that they did this last year, and I don't think we had any complaints last year that I can remember.
Uh-huh.
But I think we also made them go and get approval from their neighbors.
Yep.
So I think the notification of the neighborhood is good, especially because they did this last year.
Is this
so.
The one where they, last year it was, they used to have it somewhere, but then they moved it to somewhere else?
I honestly don't remember, Nicole. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But because I think the big issue last year was that there's two houses that are on the street they want to block off.
Okay.
And so we mandated that they at least have the approval of those two individuals before moving into those two properties.
I think it's the same one.
Actually, maybe three property owners now that I look at it, but in any case.
Uh-huh.
Anything else? Nothing from the department or the board? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the Dino Day request as presented with the caveats of no burnouts, ensuring that the neighbors immediately around them are aware of the event and they provide access to those homes, and that they're able to move the trucks in a quick fashion if there is a fire issue. That's a really long motion. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Sally. Who
then I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the sanitary sewer repair for 602 West Van Buren Street. This is something I know Kelly's been working on when it comes to the street, as well as Tom and Gary, because it is... Between Oak Street and McDonald Avenue / Old Trail. So it's in that very last block of Van Buren before you start going down the hill. So I don't know which of the three of you want to comment on this, but I know you've been working on it with them. So
the main's kind of out in the center of the street. And is John here from that does the excavating for Roto-Rooter?
Anybody?
No?
Okay.
He was going to try to make it tonight, but he had actually some maps he was going to pass out to. But he basically took our recommendation from Gary, Tom, and I met and come up with some suggestions on where to put barricades and try to make that as vehicle friendly as possible without getting semis or stuff trapped down in that area. So,
yeah.
But he's going to do the work after we approve it. He'll put a schedule together, and he's hoping it'll be a couple-day job, but it's going to be roughly 9 foot deep and 15 foot long and 5 foot wide or so. And it's going to probably have to be across the center line. So, and he's potentially going to use flowable fill over the top to make the process go quicker.
Okay.
And not have to worry about settling since it's in a main road.
Okay.
And try to get asphalt on it is probably the next day. So,
so we're not.
Did you get the map?
Not in the packet.
In the dropout? Oh. Oh, wait, no, this was in the.
Yeah, this was in the actual packet. This was actually.
Was it an application?
No, it was not.
So on the request, it has April 11th and 12th, so it was yesterday and today.
Yeah, but it's not, that is not the dates, yeah.
Okay.
So I will tell you, originally they came to Sally and I late last week asking to start yesterday and today.
Okay.
I said no because of the issue there, and so I wanted to go to Board of Works. They were totally cool with that. So long story short is I wanted them to work with our department because of the challenges there. Certainly we don't want people turning on to McDonald's and going through the Upper Kids Dreamland area.
Uh-huh.
and we really don't want semi-trucks going up and down Oak Street there. So it's going to take a little coordination, but sounds like they've gotten it worked out. So.
Okay.
So just to clarify, the road's actually going to be closed on each end?
It closed on both sides of that West Van Buren block. So people will still be able to come from Lincoln Way and correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly. Come from Lincoln Way. I'm sorry, I said Lincoln Way. Come up West Van Buren and be able to turn on Old Trail. Coming from the other way, they'll be able to turn on Oak, but they can't get through.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll have signs like at Main Street, or they will, road closed ahead, and then right at Line and Van Buren will be through traffic only, and then right at the closure, which would be that block there, will be completely shut down. We'll have stuff on Old Trail coming in from out of town by the Miller's Mary Manor,
right.
And then right at Market and Old Trail so they can go up Market if they, you know, feel they need to get to town. So
there's gonna be a sign at Lincoln Way too.
Lincoln Way and Old 30, so they can go out Lincoln Way to 30 instead of coming up there. But we'll have through traffic signs there. So.
And again, the nice thing is this should hopefully only take 2 or 3 days total.
Yeah.
But it is going to be an inconvenience for people going east west for the day, at least for again.
So you're still waiting to confirm the start date.
He's waiting for approval, and then he'll put together a start date.
And is there three businesses? You got Miller's, Rotor Skate and Ring, and then the karate training?
I don't think there's much going on at the karate place, but they can access, I think, from the alley behind.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the sanitary sewer repair on West at 602 West Van Buren Street. As presented with the dates, reported to Rosie.
Second.
Motion second. For the discussion. All those in favor, show the usual sign. It's unanimous. While we're on sewer repair, we'll take up the one that's in front of you, which is the sewer repair for 208 East Market Street.
208 or
209? I'm sorry, 209 East Market Street. Have they looked over this? The one you just passed out here.
I doubt it. Was that a good job? Good job.
This?
Well, Kellen, here he did.
Okay. Tom did as well. Okay.
I mean, I got a little info on it from being called from
different
plumbers and things, and right now it sounds like AAA service or sewer service is going to be working on it. There's a plug outside the house, and it's headed towards the alley
where
their tap is, which would end up out in the Market Street.
Right.
And I just told him to fill out a permit to close the alley because it's hard to tell when you get into those repairs how far you're going to have to chase it. So,
gotcha. So we don't think it's a street closure, but rather an alley.
It'd be an alley, probably. Oh, okay. Right at Market, and then maybe back to the first half block of the alley to the north.
The north.
Yeah.
Okay. So, aware? Good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the street closing permit for a sewer repair at 209 East Market Street from A1 Sanitary Sewer Service.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show the usual sign. It's unanimous. Nicole, can you move your microphone off the microphone?
Thank you.
Nope, you're good. Okay. Stay on track. Okay, next up is the First Friday's street closure request. Nikki, you want to come on up and tell us about what you guys have on tap for First Fridays this year? Okay, so to give you a heads up, we had a little pre-meeting over here, at least not here, because that would be against the law. Over here, just concerns about the 4 o'clock time frame, but I can't really tell. It looks like 4:30, but then it looks like 4 o'clock.
4:30.
It's a 4:30.
Yep.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. I do have a little concern about closing it off at 4 when the business day isn't over, especially with county employees that you know. We close at 4, but the county closed at 4:30. So just trying to figure out that. I guess one of the questions I would have for you, Nikki, is I know for like Farmers Market, for instance, again, not a great comparison, but Farmers Market, they have spots effectively reserved for each of those vendors. Has Columbia City Connect or the First Friday Committee ever considered having basically designated spaces for those vendors? And the reason I say that is this, is I have a little bit of concern of the vendors moving in for a 6 o'clock event at 4:30 while the businesses are still going on, still open, you know, and you know, some of the businesses will close First Friday. Some of them stay open, but I just have a little concern about vendors moving in front of businesses, taking up parking spaces that businesses could utilize. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
I just wondered if the kind of free-for-all sort of mentality, if you will, let's take that as a positive thing, but the free-for-all mentality of here's the spaces and you'll be somewhere in this area or you've just set up somewhere in this area contributes to that issue. So, I mean, again, I have a little more leeway for 4:30. I can't say I'd be in favor of 4 o'clock, but at 4:30, I feel a little better because then you have, you know, individuals exiting and that kind of stuff, but certainly open to the Board of Works for comments, or Gary or anybody else that has comments about that.
Mm-hmm.
4:30 is, you know, it is doable as long as everybody's all on the same page as they do the setup. And I think, as you acknowledge, your committee's working on that so that you can pre-assign who's going to be where. Is that?
Yeah, that's something that they talked about doing. I'm new, so I am. But that's something that I brought concern because a business owner had actually said, well, you know, there's this concern. So they were discussing it. They hadn't finalized anything, but it was something that we were discussing.
Okay. I know one year we did try to close it down at 4:30, and it was very difficult. I mean, with the businesses, with the courthouse, with people trying to move in, it was very difficult. With the people trying to leave the courthouse, it was crazy. And that's why we ended up moving it back, because one year they had it at 4:30, then the next day we moved it back to 5 because it was just way too difficult. So I remember them both. Mm-hmm. And also I was going to suggest maybe you can print up vendor cards and give them to the people or send them out to the people that they can print off and put in their windshield. Because when we're trying to move vehicles out there to get the roads closed, we don't know if it's a vendor or if it's just somebody parked there that hasn't moved their car yet. So we're running plates and trying to figure out where people are at, and then somebody come running over, hey, that's my car. This makes it a little easier for us, for you guys.
Sure.
So,
I mean, we definitely want to be a partner. Obviously, First Friday is a fantastic event, and we want to support it to the best of our ability. I think we want to just make sure that it's, you know, obviously safe for everyone, but also fair to the downtown businesses. Certainly, we hope downtown businesses stay open during that event, right? That is definitely something we want. A little different with county government, obviously. But so, I don't know. Go ahead, Ruth.
Okay, Nikki, I have a list of street closing people that I send once we have any new street closing. I send it out. I think I changed Leslie's name, put your name on it.
Yep, I received it.
Okay. So it was my understanding that when Leslie would get that, she forwarded it on to the business. But I'm not sure. I think originally it was Lisa. I don't know.
Well, I think that the goal is that I think in our, I think if you probably remember in our agreement that we have with Columbia City Connect is that Columbia City Connect would be kind of the conduit between the downtown businesses and city government and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I think that would be beneficial if you were able to pass that information on to the businesses. In fact, when we have street closures, there is a box that says notified Main Street. I don't know if you knew that, but there is a box up there that they really should probably get passed through you before they come to us. But.
Because originally the county would contact me because they weren't aware of some of the street closings and it was creating a problem with them. So they, 3 people in the courthouse is on the list now. So they know now when the streets are going to be closed, which might help with the 4:30.
Yeah.
But, I'll have to see. I don't know if you have lists of all the emails of all businesses. Or.
I do, yep.
Okay. So usually I think that's what you might ask Leslie. When I send that list, she forwarded on to businesses so they were aware of that.
So I see originally on the request it's 6 p.m., and that's what we're moving back to 4:30.
6 o'clock when the event starts.
So it used to be 5 o'clock.
So it used to be 5 o'clock. So is 5:30 an option? I mean, is there any other flexibility in that last hour of the day for trying to get people out and people in?
So, like I said, I'm new. So everything that comes out of my mouth is as I understand it. As I understand it, originally they were closing the street at 5. And the event starts at 6. But they asked if we could close the street at 4:30 to allow the in and out of the vendor. They brainstormed a couple different options, like maybe we could get like our Lions group to help unload things. We could get the vendor in, unload everything, and they could drive away because it was taking so long for everybody to set up. And then everybody's excited, so they're getting there early, before 6 o'clock. And they were clubs to come in and help us unpack everybody. So it's some of the things that they kicked around. So they asked for a 4:30 time.
So the vendors set up tables and stuff, is that what, or do they work out of trucks? Or
some work out of trucks. Some have a table. Some have those, you know, those easy up, the little tents.
Pop-ups.
Yeah, pop-up things. So it really depends on the kind of business that they have. A lot of our food trucks are food trucks.
Yeah, that's why I was picturing everybody was food trucks.
So and I think not only was that a problem, but people have spots that they want. So no matter when you close them, they're still going to
be there.
They're
going to be there 4:20.
Yeah, because they want that spot.
Uh-huh.
So I guess here's my recommendation is I think we approved 4:30 for this first event with the recommendation that you create some kind of a vendor structure so that we don't have people fight like, hey, if I get there at 3:30 and I squat, this is my spot. You know, I think that, I guess that would be my recommendation. And, you know, again, I'm willing to give leeway for that 4:30 time frame, even if we go through June. I know it's kind of weird if you do half and half, but I just really feel like if the issue is vendors kind of effectively squatting on spots in order to keep it, or if there's an issue with people rushing in to try to get their spot, that causes some concern for the downtown businesses. But I guess that's really where my concern rests, Nikki. Again, I don't mind approving it for 4:30, but I would really recommend, and maybe it's for the whole season, but I would really recommend the First Friday Committee strongly consider assigning spots and, you know,
I think assigning spots, too. I think the, like, the people would know that that person is always there and that, you know, they get used to them being there. And if that's the place they want to go, they don't have to look for them, you know.
So you can be a traffic cop.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, if it is assigned spots, I don't think people think first come, first serve. So they get there, like, they say early to try to get that spot they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then that causes congestion. And then that's where I think all the chaos comes in. Because
yeah.
It is, I don't know if you've been down there.
I have, but not as a participant, not as an organizer.
It gets a little chaotic at first.
So I guess here's what maybe I'll offer is why don't we approve the street closing permit as presented for 4:30 for this year, but send a strong recommendation to First Friday Committee that they do assign spots, because I guess I'll say I'm going to struggle to approve 4:30 again next year if we haven't seen progress. We'll say it that way. We want to be fully supportive of First Friday. We really do. But I do have shared concerns that Gary has. So my motion is to approve the street closing permit for First Friday for 4:30 as presented, with the strong recommendation of doing assigned spots for future.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. That's unanimous. Okay. Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks.
Okay. By the way, thank you to our audience for being so patient. We're going into street cut permits. Is that what you guys are here for? Are you here for probably right away or encroachment agreements, I'm guessing? So we're getting there, I promise. Okay. So permit to cut into curves, streets and alleys. This is for 602 West Van Buren. We'll go through all of them and then probably approve them in bulk. If everyone's okay with that, Board of Works. So 602 West Van Buren, that goes back to our street closing that we approved already, which is the kind of do the street to do that sewer work. 706 East Jefferson Street is a retiring a gas service from the main there. Um, 642 South Cottonwood Court is to install a gas service. 645 South Cottonwood Court is also to install a gas service. 1010 South Lime Street is to install a gas service. It's in your neck of the woods there, Nicole. Okay. So, and then there's a Berry IT street cut that's in your Dropbox for North Line Street at Diplomat Drive. That's to locate gas main for fiber placement there. So I would, any concerns about that from the department?
Most of them are like in the dirt and they're boring under the street, but that one in Diplomat Line, I think that's going to be an actual cut, so.
It will be, do you think it'll be an open cut?
I think so, out in the road.
Let's see. I was going to say it's the same as the packet I'm looking at. I'm looking here, Kelly, give me a second. Yeah, but it does say street cut.
I mean, there shouldn't be any concerns as long as they, you know, put it back right.
So is that a scenario where they'll, do we know about their street plan?
Chip talked to them about that.
Okay. About cuts or, looks like it's going to mainly be, I could be wrong about this. Well, I'm not sure. I don't want to say, so. Okay. Well, let's just make sure that's coordinated with you, Kelly, to make sure that you have to kind of, you keep an eye on that one, okay? And you put Chip on it too. But, so I'll make a motion. We approve all those addresses that I just mentioned. I can go through all of them if you want, but let's just approve all of them as mentioned.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is the encroachment agreements. First one up is 803 North Newport. Right here, come on up.
Hello.
Mr. Sheckler?
Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourself and your address, please.
My name is Cody Sheckler, and I'm at 803 North Newport Run.
Okay.
And I submitted an overview. Just wanted to make sure you guys have that.
We do.
Okay. So my request would be to basically move the encroachment on the south property line from 7 feet to 4 feet, just for, to be able to put that fence in through there. On the south side, if it were to be at 7 feet, the fence would be about a foot off from the corner of the concrete slab.
Okay.
So it just didn't allow for a lot of screening on that side, in relevance of how close it was to the house.
So I think my, obviously looking at the aerial here, it looks like there's a electrical box. And I think that's Northeastern RMC. Are you an RMC customer? Okay.
Yes.
So that's Northeastern RMC. Have you let them know? Are they aware?
So I have not.
Okay.
I have not specifically on that.
Okay.
The lines have been marked because fiber's gone through them.
Uh-huh.
But I know 4 feet would still leave space between the property line and
okay.
But it's from that piece.
Okay. Department heads, do we see any issues with where the utilities are located? No? Okay. So the thing I usually say here's, so if anybody else has encouragement agreements, listen to me now so I don't have to repeat myself. So typically what we say is if we approve the encouragement agreement, understand that if you have a fence there, and that for some reason our utility has to come in, we will remove the fence as carefully as we can. It is your responsibility to replace it. Understand?
Yep.
Good? Good, everybody? Okay. So with that being said, any questions from the Board of Works regarding, I just lost the address, 503. No. Thank you. 803 North Newport Run. Questions?
Nope.
I do not.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 803 North Newport Run as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Now, Rosie, you want to tell them what the next step is?
So the next step is I will get, once the council Board of Works signs these, then I will get them back to the Planning Commission, and then go from there.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much. Next up is 1413 East Louise. Come on up. Name and address, please.
Dave Denton, 1413 East Louise.
Great. You want to tell us what you're
doing? They put an encroachment at the rear of the property.
Okay. And we do have your map here. New fence?
New fence.
Looks like, okay. Concerns from utilities? No. Okay. So you've already heard my spiel. Questions? Questions from the Board of Works? Okay. Okay. Well, then hearing none, I'll get to your page again. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 1413 East Louise Drive as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up at 714 North Long Ridge Road. Come on up.
My name is John Lope. The address is 714 North Long Ridge Road.
And also a privacy fence?
Yes.
Correct? Okay. And let's see here. Okay. Questions of the utilities?
And by the way, we also have a lot of utilities mark and spark to all utilities are outside of the fences, so
okay.
There shouldn't be any issues.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this is
a pay not
doing the delivery permit
40.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, the only time, honestly, I mean, the only time that we would ever have to remove fencing or something to get to it, obviously, would be an emergency. If we're going to work back there, we certainly would notify everyone ahead of time and give you a chance to move it. And again, the only time we really need to move it is if for some reason a truck or something we have to get back there would have enough room. That's the only
question I have for you. I almost put a gate on one side. Would it be advisable to go back and fix that fence or that gate on both sides? Would that all things or?
Well, I think that would be your call.
I mean, I'm just asking.
But I think that's a very reasonable
thought.
Because that it may save from tearing up your whole back.
So here's what I would say is that at the end of the day, if you've had your utilities marked and you know where they're at.
Can I show you?
Sure, absolutely. If you've got a mark, that's great. Yeah.
Got the electrical.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like I said, I didn't know about the building for a fence.
Sure, I understand that. So to me, I don't see an issue there. I don't know that I would advise you to spend the extra money on that.
If it requires to take out the fencing and try to put a narrow post in and then put the gate up, so all we would do is take the planks that are currently there and just adjust towards that gate. I'm going to talk to the guy who did it.
Okay. Okay. And that's perfectly fine. Again, I don't know that we're not requiring it, is
okay.
What I guess I'll say. We're,
I was kind of wondering if you were going to.
Yeah, no, I don't think we'll require it. Again, to me, I think there's enough room there, but you just never know what circumstances come up, right?
Well,
so,
I understand.
Yeah. So, questions of the board from the board? Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 714 North Long Ridge Road as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is 602 East Jackson Street.
My name is Tom Ness. I'm on the property at 602 East Jackson Street. My daughter, wife, and I, we are in the process of doing an interior remodel as of now.
Okay.
We would like to add a deck and a privacy fence for the safety of our granddaughters.
Okay.
I think you guys should have that in front of you.
We do indeed. I didn't see any concerns that came up. Kelly, do you have any issues that you can see?
No. I was going to try to find it real quick and see where sewer's at. Is that on the north or south side of Jackson Street?
South side. It's right on the
corner. Okay. Yeah, there shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, I mean, we had everything scoped out.
Yeah.
Late last fall with the optics that were put in. We've actually kind of rearranged how we were going to do the deck and fence on the back side, so we left the electrical open without the fence being that far for them to be able to come in and read the meter without any problems.
Great. Appreciate you taking that into consideration. Any questions from the board?
Do not.
I do see, Nathan, you're here. I know you're not here for this purpose, but I do see a note from Amanda that with the deck being 2 feet above grade and a 6-foot fence, that'll only provide 4 foot of security. And just want to make sure you're, again, that's not an us issue, that's a board BZA issue, but.
And I did, and to let you know, Amanda Thompson is grade A.
Good. That's her boss over there, so.
Great person to deal with. This is my first go around, but if I ever had to do this again, she would definitely be the lady I would look for. But
glad to hear that.
But yeah, the only thing that her and I talked about at our last meeting was possibly down the Marshall.
Yep.
Marshall side, there may be maybe an added foot decorative.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To that side only, just for that, because that will run perpendicular with the deck down that side of the property.
Sure.
As far as the rest of it, the fence goes all the way back, ties into a shed, comes back the other side of the property, so it's not really hugging anything. So it's, the big thing is a safe place for my granddaughter to play and not be street accessible.
That's awesome. That's great. Question? I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement for 602 East Jackson Street as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Next up is the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for Precision Utilities Group at 680 West Wabash. I think that is for... 4-H building. It looks like they're connecting to the Ag Museum. Any issues with that from anybody? Okay. Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for Precision Utilities Group at 680 West Squawbuck Road.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is 777 East Short Street. Again, same type of deal. Got to get there. Looks like that's a MediaCom project. A directional bore.
We have a force main right there.
Okay.
Shouldn't be, as long as we mark it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully.
Do we know if they've asked for a locate yet on that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Let's just make a note on this one that they make sure that, obviously anytime they're digging they should be, but just want to make sure because of Kelly's concern.
Yeah, as I say, they have to call over to them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I make a motion we approve the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for 777 East Short Street as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is 951 South Line Street. Again, underground duct placement by directional bore. This is also for QC communications and MediaCom. Any concern about that? Okay. Concern from the board?
I do not.
Make a motion we approve the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right of way for 951 South Line Street as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Columbia Shores is next, but I'm going to hold that and do the plat approval real quick. Okay. And then we'll come
back. Well, that's fine. That's probably the most boring part of it.
That's what I thought. So. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for being here. Okay. So next up is the plat approval for Richmond Park Subdivision. Nathan. We do.
Exactly.
So it has a nice label on it, so I'm sure it'll come back.
So, Nathan Milton, planning director. This is Richmond Park, which is a
subdivision of part of Lot 2 in the Blue River Industrial Park. What it does is the overall current lot, part of Lot 2, part of Lot 2 is actually owned by the library, but the northern part that's wet. The southern part that's been developed for a while has an existing industrial facility on it and driveway along the north edge. What this does is splits that off and then has the remaining acreage of about, I want to say 7 or 8 acres, I can't remember exactly what. The that would be at some point in the future either built upon as one lot or another replat done to split it into two pieces. Don't really know because a decent sized acreage just depends on an end user. So right now, the main thing is getting the building on its own piece so that it can be transferred into.
Okay. So I guess the only question I have, Nathan, will you approach for a second here? So the only question I'm trying to figure out is so you have this weird cut, right? So is the idea that they would, I'm sorry, I'm not being very smart here, but is the idea that they would create something here? Or how would they approach this property?
So the there's an ingress egress easement there, which that's the location of the existing driveway.
Okay.
And so they would use that most likely. But there is enough room there that if this did want to have its own driveway, it could.
There is room there. Okay. Yes. Okay.
But driveway.
Sure. I guess I just my only obviously my concern is that they sell or someone else buys this property and you have someone else trying to access this property and but that ingress egress will cover both parties.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's text to go along with that. As well, that defines it in terms that it's an easement, it's a privately maintained street, is what the document they call it.
Okay.
But that's separate from the plat itself.
Okay.
So that's a separate agreement that relates to the plat, but it's still separate.
I see. Nicole, do you want to see this or have you
seen it? I'm just wondering what you're talking
about. Yeah.
There's other acreage set up that way with a real narrow, you know, some businesses expanding behind.
Yeah.
So I expect that's a common theme.
Nathan, the other thing, I guess, is we have a paper copy that has signatures on it, then we have a Mylar. I'm assuming you want the Mylar signed, correct? Okay.
Paper copy is easier.
Gotcha. Okay. Any concerns with this? Do we want to have a motion to approve the plat?
I make a motion that we approve the plat as presented, the Richmond Park.
Okay.
So the this one identifies lot one?
I believe that's what it's marked as, lot one of Richmond Park.
Yeah.
Okay. And then like you said, they would, if it went to two, then they'd have to renew this.
Right. The remainder was split twice. It was split in two pieces.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, next up is the Columbia Shores Bus Station Upgrade. Mike.
Mayor.
I'm sorry.
Gentlemen first.
Oh, sure.
Rotor.
Sure.
I'm sorry if I was late.
No, you're okay.
I thought it was
Okay, no, that's fine. Come on out. We actually, we did have some discussion, so I'll save you, I think, a fair amount of time. But I know you've been working with those guys on getting that taken care of. Are you the one I spoke with on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Sir.
Not what they need to do. It's all gravel.
Kelly may need it more than anybody else.
There you
go. Is Kelly's boss here? Because I'd like to commend him.
Command or reprimand? Which one?
Yeah, let's get that straight.
All right. I'm John Elward, the general manager of the Plumbers 4035 Transportation Drive, Fort Wayne,
4688. Gotcha. Okay. And I think one of the things we talked about was that I think what Kelly had said was you obviously waiting for tonight's approval and then you guys would schedule it. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, that's a time sensitive.
Sure, absolutely.
Not so much for the owner.
Yep.
Because we've been dealing with this for how long.
Sure. Sure.
So it's your comfort level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a lot of
Okay.
So nobody has to get back to the street ever again.
Gotcha.
It's not rocket science, but it's sort of a...
coordination.
I want the entire street, because we're past the center line,
mm-hmm.
to get down to the main. I think Main's on the other side of the center line from the house, the structure, and I know mm-hmm. the vibration station.
Sure.
Rooms have spread out, just put shoring in and out.
Sure.
Talking with Speedway, they'd like 48 hours.
Notice.
Allow the flowable to cure.
Oh, gotcha, to cure. Okay.
The reason I want to put flowable back in is that I don't have any concerns about settling later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get right in. Talking with Niblock, if the weather's good and they can get the 8 inches of binder in and then 2 inches of top, they'll do it all at once.
Okay.
Or they'll have to wait another day if they can't get the binder cool before they put the top coat on. That could delay the removal and opening for at least 1 month.
Okay.
So if everything looks good, break on a Tuesday, it'll open on a Friday.
Okay. What is the worst case scenario? Timeline wise, what's the worst case scenario?
I don't want to see it go into the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's really the weather is going to matter. The weather is going to matter more for the situation.
Okay.
I think, the global bill, if we get it in, it's going to slide on in and
right
in set. And then,
mm-hmm. another one is nice to be a nice dry day. Sure. And the surface we dry to get a good one. So there's that much,
that deep.
Mm-hmm.
The cut is probably 5 by 15.
Okay. I think that's what Kelly had mentioned, yeah. Do you, anybody have questions?
And then again, I'm not, you know, I'm not, there's, what's the conditions under the, what are we going to find out from that concrete stand?
Sorry.
Very low here, so that, those conditions, it always changes.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and I know you've done many jobs for many years. I'm just questioning for barricades, are you using just truly barricades, phones, flashing lights?
Oh, no, no. Three are set up a complete fence on both ends.
Okay.
We spoke about it. As I looked at that, you know, we don't want any trucks really coming through. I know they sneak through. And then get tied up where they can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. So, I mean, I'm still, there's time if you guys come back and say, hey, after look at the map, let's do this. Kelly can just tell me. Joe's ready to go at Three Rivers. I met with him today. He has no problem setting.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you now, when I look at this plan, I talked to Kelly. I feel comfortable with the plan that you've laid out here with Three Rivers Barricade. I feel like if a semi truck is getting to that point, they've completely ignored all the signs coming in, and they're going to have to figure out a way that, you know, and again, that.
And maybe add to your friend.
Well, that's true. It ends up being our problem, but at the very least, you guys have done everything you've needed to do to tell that semi driver whatever. Hey, you really shouldn't go past this point. Let's find a different route, right? I mean, heck, when we've had US 30, you know, blocked off, I found individuals coming down Park Street Extended because their Google told them to go down that route, and I'm like, you can't make the turn. I don't know where you're going to go. You can't make those turns. So, anyway, long story short is I feel comfortable with the plan you've presented here, John, and I think Kelly does, too.
We'll have somebody down there kind of inspecting too, you know, since we'll be around the main, and we'll keep you guys in the loop on how progress is going.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So, John.
As far as publishing, who's responsibility?
Yeah. So,
I mean, how do we get it to the airway or
gotcha.
Paper?
So, here's what I'm going to suggest. I try to push it out on social media. And so if I have, you know, a day's notice or something that, and even a couple hours notice would be great, but if I have a day's notice, I can get something on social media with a map that just says, like, this is blocked off, so you need to find a different route kind of thing. So we've done that in the past, and that's the best way we can push it out.
I thought here's the thing. This is a business endeavor that these people take on.
Sure.
Right? And from what I understand, and I, you know, we were called in after the fact. And whether we underbid it or not, so less than these things.
Yeah.
You know, if we have to, and Joe and I talked about throwing a couple times up, once we know a date range, maybe a week.
Yeah.
Date range that we're going to do it. We throw some signs up as a pre-warning along the route.
Yeah.
And then within that date range, we're getting to shut her down, and everybody was pre-warned. That's kind of where we were at with publication. And at the same time, your communication department had to prepare for the fire.
Ambulance
and.
There shouldn't be any events that it would affect, right? I mean, in the future coming up, if it ended up waiting until...
The only thing I can imagine is First Friday, which would be on that First Friday in May.
First Friday.
So.
First Friday in May.
Yeah, not Good Friday. No, that's okay. The First Friday in May, again, it doesn't get into the area, and actually that may actually be a help because people are going to have to reroute anyways around there, so maybe it's not a problem necessarily, but
honestly, if I'm going to be out of the country from the 19th through the 6th.
Okay.
So,
are you asking me to go with you? Is that what you're
saying? He's playing that, right?
But I'm really internally probably pushing until I get back.
Gotcha.
It's kind of where I'm at with it, so if you kind of want a date, and I'm going to throw this group under the bus if it holds it up.
As I told you on the phone, I think this is an important thing, and I'm willing to be the problem on that.
I just figured the buck stops with me. I'm more comfortable, even though I trust my excavation supervisor and my crew implicitly.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I'm not on all their job sites every day.
Right.
But when it comes to the overall.
So I guess what I'm saying is we approved it. We feel comfortable with the plan you put forward. Obviously, Kelly, Tom, and Gary, all three of them are aware of it, and they know, and they're good with that. So I appreciate you having this conversation with us, because I know it's a big job. So appreciate that.
All right.
Great. Thank you. Yep.
Will you get a hold of me?
Pardon?
Will you get a hold of me if you have a definite date then? And then I notify the rest of the department.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Have a good vacation.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Palm Beach Shores lift station upgrades. We're running a little behind, ladies. So, although I will tell you, once we get done with this, I'm going to do department head reports so that we don't have to do it again at the end of the day. So, okay? Okay. Lift station upgrades. Mike.
What you have in your packet is some quotes for replacing the control panel pumps, basically replacing everything but the concrete structure there. We're going to be adding a generator hookup and also adding a emergency discharge port to where if the station goes down, there's no power, we can hook up a pump and pump right into the main. It's similar to what we've done at the Tower View station. We took the older pumps out, put the new pumps in, matches the systems that we already currently have, which 90% of our stations are ABS brand stations, and that will convert this one from a Flight over to an ABS. We chose the ABS. It's kind of an off-the-shelf pump, readily available. It's a common one. Where on a flight you would have to order it, and if they have it in the U.S., great. If not, then it's going to be put on a ship and shipped from Sweden. And I currently have parts floating in the ocean right now that I'm still waiting on from Flight.
Hopefully on a ship.
What's that?
Hopefully on a ship.
Yeah, they're supposed to be here around May.
Yeah. One more.
It's the only flight station that we have out there other than all our pumps at the facility. The big pumps there, they are all flight pumps. So we'd like to change this one out. And same way with the flight parts, you might get them in the U.S. If not, you have to order them from the main company, which is in Sweden. Parts for the ABS, U.S. distribution, pretty good on that. Price breakdown on that is $43,750 for ABS, and that's the pumps, new control panel, generator hookup, all the components on the inside of the panel, guide rails, chains, new pump bases. There's a few things that we are going to buy ourselves. We're going to replace the riser pipes on the inside with the C900 plastic pipe and get rid of the steel. And then compared to, I was thinking the Flight, it's 34, 625, 22. But like I said, as far as we would like to switch to the ABS system. As far as an install, we have a quote from Havel, which is also, it's a subsidiary of Shambaugh and Sonata Four Line. And their quote is $82,832, and that's complete, and that's a not-to-exceed figure, and that's for complete installation of all the equipment. They come in and they do all the work for us. For a total of $126,582. The other one that I have down here is we have a quote or that is in there is from API Layado. And they were $77,500 on their quote. The only problem that I had with that is they wanted us to buy equipment and supply to them so they could do the job. And because we were told that, you know, they don't need the equipment, so they wanted us to buy it so they could do the job. And we're not going to do that. If you're going to do the job, then you need to supply everything you need. But they didn't want to do that, so they would do it for this price, but there's the things that we have to add to it. So
and that's a $5,000 difference. Am I seeing that correctly?
$5,332 difference if we go with ABS and Havel.
And at the end of the day, we're going to have if we went with API, we'd have to buy equipment, so that price actually is that's their
price. And they want to set a couple manholes on each side to set up a bypass, and they want us to buy the bypass plugs and all that type of stuff. Yeah. And I told them no, that's not how we work. So it'd be my recommendation: move with the ABS equipment and installation by Havel. That's obviously your approval. That'd be my recommendation.
Questions of the Board of Works.
So we got the rounded 82,000 and then the 43,000?
Yes, it'd be a grand total of $126,582, but the city ends up with essentially a brand new lift station. Other than the wet well, will still be the existing concrete, which is still in good condition. But everything on the inside will be brand new, controls will be brand new, and the panel will be raised higher than it is now because the current panel. When and hopefully it doesn't flood in there again, but the water levels got up to the bottom of the panel before, so we're going to mount it higher to try to get it out of the flood plain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, question? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve, go with Mike's recommendation and approve the quote from Havel on the proposal 2022-00554R1 in. I guess the total amount of $126,582 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion.
Question.
Yes.
Mike, would there be any outages that will happen back in that part of Columbia Shores?
No. They're sorry. It stays in service the whole time, and we're going to have, like I said, we're having a bypass put in for our emergency use, so my instructions to them will be to install that first, which they assured me that they could do a hot tap on the main so we don't have to shut anything down, put that in, and then automatically go right into bypass into the main, so everything will remain while they're working on everything else. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Other questions? I did get a second.
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor, show by the usual sign, it is unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Department head report. Mark.
Our baseball games and softball games start next Monday. So it's kind of that time of year, which is kind of crazy. We have our first baseball and softball tournament next weekend. And we also have our first soccer game next weekend. We're getting concession stands ready. Bathrooms are all open now. And the five-year plan that's been in progress for the last few months should be done this Friday and promoted on Facebook potentially tomorrow. So.
Question of Mark. Thank you. Andrew Avery Meyer from the Youth Council. I want to talk about your grades and what Youth Council did.
My what?
Your grade.
My grade.
You're here in school.
Okay, I'm a senior in high school right now. 36 days. Oh my gosh. So Youth Council kind of. We're a really cool group of people. We do a lot of service-based projects and activities just to kind of help out our community a little bit wherever we can. We work really closely with the mayor and with the departments. We've talked to all the departments. I believe I've met all of you. If I haven't, hello. And we do a lot of government education stuff, too. So last month, we went to the State House, and we got to talk with some of our senators and our governor, so that's just a little bit about what we get to do too. Yeah, it's super fun. I really like it.
Question? Thank you. Mike?
As I mentioned in on the phones, our headworks parts, we still have two impellers that should be coming to port sometime, and then once they're coated, ceramic coated, then they'll be delivered and installed. On our gravity belt thickener, I think our reporter was having some issues with that. They took the panel view, which is the controller, out, took it back to New Jersey with them, and we need to replace it. And so I have a quote today to do that, and I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. It's $3,000 some. But we get the brand new panel view, and that's they're reprogramming the firmware and everything like that when they send it out. So And if not, they should send us the program, and my guys have actually flashed up panel views before on their own, so that won't be an issue. We started, disinfection season started for us on April 1st. EQ and UV is, EQ is ready to go, and UV is up and running with no issues. And I have one more employee that's, my two new employees have both passed their certification exams, so they're waiting on their, they got their apprentice license, but by the time they got their apprentice license, they've already had their year in, so they turn around and resent cert back, or request back in for their class one, because then they can be advanced once they have their class one, so we're waiting on those to come in, and then we'll get them moved up. Proud of them. They're doing a fantastic job. And then the mayor, myself, and Chip, on the Forest Main project for Main Jefferson, we had six firms that submitted letters of interest and consultation packages. We went through those last week and narrowed it down to three companies, and we're going to be interviewing those three companies on the 25th of this month. So and then after that, we'll have our final selection. So that's all I have.
Questions? Thank you. Gary.
We have lots of great training opportunities come up for our officers. We have two officers at Defensive Tactics Training this week. We have an officer going next week to Firearms Instructor Training. And then we have two officers going to Interdiction Training, Desert Snow, they call it. We show a lot of hidden compartments and stuff. The 30 running through here, we get a lot of action out here. So lots of great training coming up for the guys. Really appreciate that. And appreciate that they're involved in doing these trainings. Those are some good trainings, and it gives us just more guys to help train. So we're accepting applications till the 29th of April at 3 p.m. We've had lots of inquiries. We've had five applications submitted so far, which is pretty good for this early in the game. Usually you get them all in the last week. You get 15 in the last week. So pretty pleased with that. We got our three new vehicles finally on the road, working. Got everything worked out with the insurance on the car that was damaged, so still looking for another vehicle this year, actually two of them, so still difficult to find, so I'm glad we went ahead and purchased those last year, so I appreciate that again. Gearing up for summer events, looking forward to it. Maybe. Got some meetings coming up, command staff meetings, shift meetings. I'm having a department head meeting or a department meeting in May, so looking forward to that. We did with dispatch. We did speak to the second candidate that was in the last process, and she was it's Rachel Eppenball. She's accepted the position. Very glad to hear from us. Very excited, enthusiastic, and ready to get started. So looking forward to that. She starts on Sunday, the 17th of April. FBI audit coming up on the 20th of this month. Talk to Shane, Matt, and Terry. I think we're ready for them. So we're in good shape. So Megan, she's progressing well. Expected to be released by the end of the month. So things are looking good for dispatch. And things, so.
Questions, Gary? Thank you. Terry?
Well, we finished moving the virtual servers to the new VM today, so all of our servers are now on the new virtual machine, so we hopefully won't have any more crashes that we had this year. SCS is continuing to hang equipment for the free Wi-Fi downtown park and at the pool, and started today to work on a new password policy for all city computers and users, so I'm sure every person is going to like that.
Yes. Cybersecurity is the name of the game right now. Questions of Terry? You guys are going to have to do well. Will they have to change their password and stuff?
That's what I thought.
Get ready.
So one sign me into everything?
Every 90 days.
Yeah. I'll change the password.
Probably what we're going to say that.
Quarter past one.
Would you like
it 30?
All 4. Keep shaking your head. I'll go down to 60 to 30.
All of our air packs and our air compressor for our breathing air was tested. When we do that, we also take water department air packs that they purchased for at the same time we did, so that they have the same air packs, and we had them bring theirs up so they can test it as well. My department did have one air pack that failed testing and is sent in for repair. They have lifetime warranties on those, which is pretty good right now compared to the industry. We did have a local business that had some serious fire violations that is currently closed until they get some repairs done. So if you hear anything of that, or if you have any concerns, get with me and I'll kind of post a little bit further on that. We did make contingent offers to two employees, Felicity Clausen and Taylor C., last evening. Both have accepted, and they will be heading to Indianapolis for their mental and physical exams the 22nd of this month. We did have the live fire training that we hosted. Had people from all over this part of the Midwest attend. It went really well. They were pretty impressed with our training facility. I did have to pull Chris out of that training. We had a free slot anyway, but I had to pull him out because we had some issues with that business I spoke of, and I needed to have him come out because of the code issues. So we lost our free slot, which is what it is, and things are just going nuts for us. So I've been working a lot of hours trying to just stay afloat here, so ready for a vacation on the 27th.
Questions at the top. Thank you, Kelly.
We continue to have a couple guys helping the electric crew with tree removal. I think the list is probably over half done.
Good.
So their guys are doing a great job and working hard at that. You can see with all the encroachment things we had on the agenda tonight, Board of Works, means we got a lot of locates. So we've had to really put a couple guys on that working together with all the locates, with the fiber company in town, plus everything else with NIPSCO needing locates constantly. So that's been tying a couple guys up doing that. And with First Friday coming up, I know we talked about doing this. Gary and I was probably get with him, and we'll post the whole downtown area. And no parking one of the mornings, and I'll have someone come in early with the sweeper and try to get cleaned up before May rolls around. So hopefully in the next week or so we can get that done. I'll get with Gary on that. Took the limb mulch wood chips over to Giving Gardens and helped them out today. Okay. They're going to start rolling here, so got with John and got them six or seven loads of mulch over there, and we went around and had the guys take the leaf machine around. There's been lots of piles laying around town we've seen, so we just pulled a machine out of the overflow barn, hooked it up and picked those up, and I think they may have some more to do tomorrow yet, but we'll have been through the whole town again. And then the City Hall sidewalk, where I was talking with Mike Line from Flowtech, and we're trying to put a schedule together on that. We'll probably come up maybe next week and start saw cutting along Market Street from the fire station down to Chauncey Street. That whole side, we'll start saw cutting slabs, so when we get ready to take it out, it'll be hopefully a cleaner removal process. And then we'll pour that up to almost to Chauncey Street, and then we'll go down Chauncey Street, clear down to the alley on another pour. But that should be happening hopefully in the next couple weeks. We'll start that. So other than that, we did limb pickup last week for the first time this year, and then there's plenty of leaf mulch still at the back of Marshall Park if anybody needs that.
I was going to ask about that, how the pile is going.
It's going pretty good. I mean, I think there was less leaves this year, and the mulch was not as big a pile, but there's still some back there. So.
I would imagine the warmer it gets, the quicker that's going to go. So.
Okay, do we still load it? Or
no, that's just at the public's convenience.
Okay.
Saturday. Yeah. If somebody shows up while we're stirring, we kind of try to keep them stirred up so it's easier to shovel into their vehicles. So if somebody pulls up while we're back there, we'll certainly load them. But
sure.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Question, and again, I'm not sure who to address it to, but the locate flags for the fiber optic, some's gone, some's half there, some's. Is that, I mean, I guess I have people asking, should I pull them up because I need to mow my grass?
Good question.
And so I'm just.
So what we're telling people, at Rosie, correct me if I'm wrong here, but locate flags, their locates are only good for how many days?
2 weeks, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been telling people just for safety's sake, like 30 days. Again, they're only really good for 2 weeks, but I've been telling people after 30 days, they can yank them if they need to. Obviously. You know, if they can leave them in, that's better because then at least they know where the utilities are. But, you know, this is going to be a constant thing throughout this year and maybe, probably into next year. So I've been telling people 30 days just to give the crews a little bit of time and stuff. But, yeah, officially they're going to give her. But, again, that's there for, obviously, everyone's safety. But, yeah, after a certain period of time.
Okay.
Yep. Question. I've got that question. So. Okay, Marcia?
No.
Rosie?
No.
Okay, I have nothing. I know we got to get Bill. I have nothing. Paul?
Nothing.
Nicole?
I just have bills and payroll.
Okay, so we'll come back to that. Anything from the audience? Okay, Bill.
Okay. I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable in the amount of $1,262,925.03 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated April 12, 2022.
Okay. I'll second for the discussion. All those favors for the usual time. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $242,946.92. Plus overtime in the amount of $9,817.72 for the pay file ending 3/25/22.
Second. Yeah. Further discussion. All those favor show the usual sign. It's unanimous.
And finally, I'll make a motion to pay the second quarter clothing allowance in the amount of $8,525 for the pay file ending 4/1/22.
Second for the discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. I think that's it. So if there's nothing else, we will adjourn the Board of Works meeting. City Council will begin at 6:30.
We're done already.
Literally, Sally said to me, bring your sleeping bag.